Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is August the 14th, 2019, and this is our Whole Life Healing Program with Dr. Alex Lloyd. My name is Johanna Chan. I'll be helping Alex today behind the scenes and also in the last portion of our call today when we allow any of you to come on out and get a custom trilogy or a custom code. Before we hear from Alex, I want to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. We also like to open each program with the following quote. We are beginning now to understand things that we know in our hearts are true but could never measure. As we get a better understanding how little we know about the body, we begin to realize the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine. It's not the mechanistic parts of the joints moving. It's not the chemistry of our body. It's understanding for the first time how energy influences how we feel. And that was a quote by Dr. Oz back in November 2007. And the reason we bring it up is that the purpose of these calls is to provide current and relevant information on the subject of energy medicine from a variety of perspectives, including a medical, scientific, and mostly spiritual perspective. All right, so with that said, I don't see that Alex is on the call just yet. So let's give him a couple of minutes and let me see if I can connect with him. So just a moment. Sorry for this. All right. I'm not sure. I got a message from him today, and I'm not sure if that was applying to today's call or next week's call. I'll tell you what we're going to do. I think what I'm going to do is go ahead and play a replay from a call that he has done before. It may be possible. I did get a message from him today, and I was thinking it was applying to next week, but maybe it was for this week. So I'm going to go ahead and play a replay. All right, here we go.
Thank all of you for being here. The spiritual law of nature for today is one that, in my opinion, is one of the most practical ones. And 5 minutes after this call today, you can start integrating this into your life. And I believe it's going to make a significant difference in the rest of your day today, as well as the rest of your week and for the rest of your life if you keep doing it. So if you've got a pencil there and a paper, please jot down the basics so you can start doing that. Where these spiritual laws of nature came from were my private practice many years ago. And at that time, I charged $120 an hour. That was long, many years ago. The rates are higher now. But $120 an hour, actually it was for 50 minutes. And these things were absolutely life-changing to people to the degree that I had a six-month waiting list after I'd been in practice for 6 months. Because word spread that, hey, this guy over here is doing some things that are really different and they work. So we are so delighted to offer them to you every week for free. We want you to share them, tell your friends. Ken just told you they're archived, so if you miss a call, you can get ones that you've missed. But please integrate these into your life. It's not benefiting anybody if you just hear it and say, oh, that's nice, but don't do it. And I believe that these things will be life-changing. So the one today is called Create. All right? The clients that come to the Healing Codes and the ones that came to me in my private practice, I would say that way over 90% of them are in some kind of a vicious cycle in their life. We've all heard the term that's been really popular for about the last 30 years, breaking the cycle. And if you've read any in the self-help or psychology world, you know that according to the experts, that's very hard to do. It's difficult to break a cycle. Some experts believe that you can't, that once these cycles are embedded and they're transferred down from generation to generation to generation to generation, that it's almost impossible to break a cycle. I personally witnessed that in my own life as I have watched my wife, who is way more courageous than I've ever dreamed of being, break vicious cycles in her life that are many generations long and that no one else in her family has ever broken. But she has. And man, I respect her so much for that because I know how hard it is. And we believe that the Healing Codes can help you with that. But you need some other guidance, too, in what you're trying to do and why you need to do it and where you need to apply this new tool in your life to break those cycles. And I hope that by the end of the next few minutes, you will know that. And so you'll be ready to take that screwdriver out on your own and start breaking these cycles in your life and living the life that you truly want to live. I believe that we are a three-part being. And in a lot of these spiritual laws of nature, I cover things that we've covered before on these calls, but I feel like I have to because we want to make every one of these stand on its own, okay? We don't want somebody to be lost because they haven't heard the one from 3 months ago. So I try to do that as briefly as I possibly can, and this is one of those places. I believe that we're a three-part being, spirit, soul, and body. The spirit is housed in the spiritual heart. The soul is contained in the body. And each of them have very different aspects to them, but the foundational thing to the discussion today is that the heart houses the issues of the heart. Obviously, that's what Solomon called them years ago. Modern medicine tends to call them cellular memories. All right, some people call them, like Dr. Bruce Lipton, your un- and subconscious beliefs. But these are the underlying programming. These are the computer viruses, if you will, at least the negative ones, that create our beliefs, they create our thoughts, they create our emotions, they create our actions and behaviors. To the degree that so much of what we do, we don't really know why we do. And we'll try to come up with a rational explanation that involves our current circumstances, but a great deal of the time, it really doesn't have much to do with our current circumstances. It's a memory that's maybe 10 years old, maybe 50 years old, maybe 200 years old. It's generational. It's just been passed down to us. And so we feel and experience those same emotions and feelings. We inherit those beliefs or have them for long periods of time, and then we end up acting in the same way as so many other people before us. What you need to understand today is that we are always creating. Always. 24 hours a day, 60 seconds in every minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 365 days a year, we are always creating. I recently got back from Europe, which was a delightful trip. for me because I was able to take my family. And when we were in Rome, we went to the Vatican, and we saw the Sistine Chapel, which was one of the great thrills of my life, to stand in that chapel after it's been refurbished, and they've removed all the soot off of the ceiling, so it's so much clearer now. And to see those incredible, wonderful brushstrokes that took Michelangelo years of his life, 3-4 years to do the ceiling, another 3 years or so to do the main back wall, all right? But what you have to understand is that was created in Michelangelo's mind before it ever got to the ceiling. What he did on the ceiling was only copying what he had in his mind. Because what we call the imagination, and I don't call it that because it gives a wrong impression, I think. I call it the image maker. The image maker that God built and put inside of us is the foundational creational tool in all of the world. Oswald Chambers, one of the most highly respected writers in the Christian community, who wrote a book called My Utmost for His Highest, that I've been told is the top-selling religious or Christian book of all time, except for the Bible itself. And it's a bestseller every single year, and it's wonderful. But in that book, Oswald Chambers says that the imagination is the most important tool that we have to live the life that we want to live, or it'll destroy the life that we want to live. But it is that creative force that is at the source of everything that's ever created. Every building that you see was created in someone's imagination, or let's just call it what I like to call it because I'm the one that's talking here, the image maker. It was created in someone's image maker, or it could not exist in the physical world. Okay? The Ford automobile and Henry Ford, that existed in his mind, or it never could have existed in the physical world. The computer existed. Someone's image maker created that, or we wouldn't have computers today, because that's the way the creation process works every single time. The primary method of creation is always from the image maker, and then it flows from there to reality and to the physical manifestation and on and on and on, all right? But what I want you to understand today is that when Henry Ford imaged the car came into existence. Even before there was a physical car, the car now existed because it existed in his mind and heart. And it was there, and he knew it would work. And that's true with everything in our lives and everything in our world, and it's absolutely critical. In the Vatican, in St. Peter's Church, after going through the Sistine Chapel, we then went into I believe that's called St. Peter's, and saw a statue that Michelangelo had also created out of marble. And to me, it was almost more astounding than the Sistine Chapel ceiling. And it was the statue of Mary holding the dead body of Jesus after his crucifixion. And it was absolutely incredible. I couldn't believe it. It was a huge statue. It was made from one piece of marble. They told us how long it took him to do it, but I don't remember. It was years. And it looked for all the world like both of those people were just going to stand up and walk. It looked so real. But again, it was even more real in the mind and heart of Michelangelo than it is in the marble. And it exists today in the marble because it existed first in his image maker. So here's my question. What are you creating? Because the image maker doesn't rest. It doesn't sleep. It's connected to our subconscious, which goes 24 hours a day, even when we're asleep. That's why we dream, because the image maker is still working, even while we're asleep. So what are you creating on a day-by-day basis, a minute-by-minute basis in your life? And what I want you to know today is that you're either creating life or death. And when this became really real to me a couple of years ago, I went out and got the website domain name lifeordeath.com. Because to me, this is one of the most critical issues in our life. Because moment by moment, you are either creating life or you're creating death. God said in the Bible, I've set before you both life and death. Choose life. And that's what I'm saying to you today, is that you have the power to moment by moment either create life, which is going to help heal you, it's going to inspire you, it's going to make you happy, it's going to make you have wonderful relationships. It's going to make you successful in your career and business. But you also have the power, if you choose to create death. That's going to give you illness and disease. It's going to keep you from succeeding at your career. It's going to destroy your relationships. Okay? And a lot of you are like my wife, that you have been a part of a generational vicious cycle, and it's hard for you not to image negative stuff. It's hard for you not to image fear and anger and worthlessness and selfishness and pain and this is going to go wrong and this is going to fail and I can't be successful. Other people won't like me. And on and on and on, because that's what's been poured into you. That's what other people in your ancestry have created and passed it on to you on a cellular level. But the good news today is that you can break that cycle. And I've seen it over and over and over and over, especially in the last 10 years since the Healing Code. The first event is where you lose your peace. Subsequent events are because you lost your peace. So if you have an anger problem, the first event, the first memory, the first image that occurred that made you angry for the first time is where you lost your peace. It's where the door was opened for a life of anger. The subsequent anger events, all the others that happened after that, happened because you lost your peace, because that door was now already open. Very often, if you can find and heal the first event, it'll create a positive domino effect in everything in that line, in this case, anger, all right? And that's one thing I'd like you to think about this week, is if you have an anger issue, if you have a fear issue, if you have low self-worth, to really pray and meditate and think, when did that start with me? And I bet you, you're going to be able to remember an early event, an early memory, where you first started feeling angry. Now, some of you won't be able to find the first one. That's okay. Just use the codes and pray that that first one will be found and healed. whether you ever remember it or not. But it does work faster if you can actually remember that early anger memory, the early fear memory, the early self-worth memory, the early lying memory, where you first imaged death. I've set before you life and death. So when you first imaged death in the form of anger, try to find that event, or at least an early one, and find as many as you can, and go to work healing those. And then once they're healed, start to use your image maker for the opposite of anger. What's the opposite of anger? Patience. So image yourself in situations that in the past have made you angry. Image yourself over and over and over after you go back and heal those issues of being patient in those situations. Well, why am I doing that, Lloyd? Because every time you image something, you create a new seed. I hope you heard that. Every time you image something, you create a new seed in your heart and mind. And that seed is going to grow, and it's going to mature, and it's going to bear fruit. Well, do you want more anger apples, or do you want more patience apples? Well, I guarantee you, I've been there on the anger. In my early years of life, I was a very angry little boy, and I don't want to go back to that. So I want to image patience apples. I want to create patience apples inside of me. And it absolutely works, people. They've studied this. One of the best studies I've seen was on Olympic athletes, and they had them image running the race just like they would if they were out there on the track practicing to run the race. And what they found, what they did, is they hooked the runners up to all these electrodes and everything. They had them actually run the race, and the computer saw where all their muscles fired and in what order. Then they had them come down, sit in a chair, hooked them up to the electrodes, turned the computer on, and had them image running the race, sitting in a chair. And what they found was the exact same muscles fired in the exact same order, and the next time they went out to run the race, they ran it better. What does that mean? That means that it worked as practice without them ever going out to the track. They studied the same thing with golfers and with people shooting archery and shooting free throws in basketball, and found, again, exactly the same thing. That people who imaged it, who created that seed of making the basket, making the putt, shooting the arrow into the circle over and over and over, that they improved as much as the people who actually went out and did it and practiced. Now, that's phenomenal. I'm told that Michael Jordan, when they had a game, he would go into the city, and a lot of times he would go into the arena the afternoon before the game all by himself, and he would lay on his back sometimes on the floor, and he would just image shooting the shot, taking that last game winning or losing shot over and 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 over. And he said in interviews that when it came to actually taking the game-winning shot, he was very confident because he'd already taken it 100 times that day, and it had gone in every time. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to go in every time, but he is sure up the odds by creating success in his heart and mind. All right, what else? Just like you can do that positively, like the Olympic athletes and Michael Jordan, you can also do it negatively, and that's what most of us do. You have an image of an event before you do it. Okay? If you're going to do the laundry, You cannot do the laundry without an image of doing the laundry. If you don't have an image, you have to learn how to do it as if it's the first time you've ever did it, ever done it. Antonio Damasio, MD, PhD at University of Southern California, said that imageless thought is impossible, that we cannot have a thought unless we have an image, and the thought is just the description of the image that we have. And we cannot do any action or behavior without an image. The image is the actual thing that causes the behavior. Without the image, we don't know what to do. But we do have an image for everything that we do. If you go to get in your car, you have an image of that. Now, you may not be conscious of it all the time because you've done it so many times and it's become natural, but it's there. And here's the point. That is great news. Because once you, let's say you hate to do the laundry. And so every time you do the laundry, you're, I don't want to be doing this. Man, why don't they do their own laundry? This is a waste of my time. I'm so sick to death. I've been doing laundry for 30 years. Okay, well, guess what? The only way it's possible for you to experience doing the laundry that way is that you've got a whole bunch of images that say doing the laundry is bad. Doing the laundry is a waste of my time. Doing the laundry is boring. Doing the laundry is et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right? Well, now you've got a tool in the healing codes that can heal those memories and then consciously start creating the new ones. Image doing the laundry in love, joy, and peace. Now, that may sound silly to you, but let me dare you. Try it. You try it, and then you see if it seems silly. And here's why I say that. You try that for just a few minutes, and then, let me back up. You use the healing codes to heal that negative belief and attitude you have in the image of doing the laundry, and then you image doing the laundry in love, joy, and peace for a few minutes, and then you go do the laundry. And I can almost guarantee you, you're going to have a very different experience the very first time. And if you do that over and over and over, it's going to change that experience from now on. Now, I'm not saying you're going to jump up and down doing the laundry, but I am saying it's going to become an experience that is pleasant as opposed to unpleasant, that you're not grumbling about, that you don't dread all day, et cetera, et cetera. And you can do that with every issue of your life, and of course, especially the big ones, your relationships, your career, your work. Image your work. Once you heal the negative you have about work and success and failure and all that, then image the work, going to work, doing your work, whatever that is, and being in love and joy and peace, and other people being receptive to what you're doing, being successful at it, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I'm not talking about affirmation-type visualizing. I'm talking about in the realm of truth and love. But the most important thing about how you do about your job and career is how you do it. So many people get caught up in, I want to become a millionaire. Well, that's not the point anyway. You want to do your work with passion and love and peace and joy. That's the point. So that's what you image. You don't need to image making millions of dollars. That'll take care of itself in the way that's right for you. Okay, one last thing, a little bit of a soapbox. So many of us today are creating hundreds of terrible new images every day through television, through movies, through things we look at on the internet. And every one of those things that we're doing, moment by moment, is creating a new seed in our heart and mind that's going to grow into a fruit. And it may not seem like such a big deal right now, but let me tell you, you sow a huge crop of fear. You sow a huge crop of murder, which is anger and hate and selfishness. You sow a huge crop of those things over a period of time by watching 2, 4, 6, 8 hours of television that's full of that stuff every single day. And when that crop comes in, you're going to be overwhelmed. And you're going to have just created a new vicious cycle or a much worse vicious cycle for your children and the people around you than the one you've inherited. So let me encourage all of you, guard your heart. Don't let stuff in there that's going to grow into that kind of a crop. Think about that and say, okay, this thing, this TV show that I'm watching, this thing that I'm looking on at the internet, what kind of crop is this going to bring me? And am I going to increase my anger by 10% in the next few months because I'm putting all this new anger in me that's going to grow into a fruit within a few months and ripen and bust open, and I'm going to feel lots more anger? Okay? So anyway, it's your choice, life or death. You create it moment by moment, and you can break any of those vicious cycles that have been haunting you and your family. Heal the negative with the codes, find the first events or at least the early ones, and then spend a little bit of time imaging those things that you're having trouble with in truth and love, and watch how it changes the next time you do it. And then keep doing it, and it's going to be easy and transformed over time. And then you'll start passing that on to your children and the people that you're around, and you'll be a blessing to them in a way you never have been before. So take a little bit of time today and this week and use your image maker to create love, joy, peace, health, healing, prosperity, great relationships, all those things that you want in your life. And the most important thing, cover it all in constant prayer.
All right. That was a wonderful, wonderful topic that Alex shared today. And I encourage you all to listen to it over and over again, even though we have played that before as a replay. I enjoy it so much. This is a wonderful one. So, Alex apologizes. He wasn't here at the beginning of the call. He's involved in a project, and there was just a overlay in his work. So I'm so happy, though, that we were able to play this particular topic, and I hope you enjoy it, too. So we're going to open the lines now for anyone that would like to have a custom trilogy or a custom code to address any issue that you choose. Again, this is not a time for me to teach you how to do it. If you know how to do trilogy, then and you've watched the free teaching, then please come on, and I'll be happy to create a custom trilogy for you. If you know the healing codes 1 and 2, let me know that you know both, and we can create a code that will have both healing code 1 and 2. And, okay, so the lines are open. If you're on the phone, you're going to press star 2 to open your line. I'll be able to unmute your line and get a custom code for you. So anyone on the phone, star 2 is going to raise your hand. And I don't see anyone coming on, so don't be shy. We've got plenty of time, and we'll probably be able to meet everybody. All right, so we had someone from Virginia, and your number ends in 7562. 7562, your line is open.
Hi, Joanna. Hello. This is Cindy. How are you?
Hi, Cindy. I'm fine. Hello. What would you like to address? Ah, I lost you, Cindy. Somehow I lost you. Okay. go ahead and come back in, Cindy, and raise your hand, and we'll get you back. I'm going to go ahead and open the line for another caller who also has their hands raised, and then we'll come back to Cindy when she jumps back on. Okay, this other caller is from Ontario. Your number is 5920. 5920. Your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. This is Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Lori, with an L.
Oh, Lori. Lori. Hi, Lori.
Yeah.
What would you like to address?
Yeah, I'd like to get a fresh code for neuropathy for me.
Okay. And how are you feeling about having this condition? What is a negative feeling, thought, belief?
It's hopelessness.
Okay.
And it seems like it's just getting worse. So I guess that it's just going to be permanent and, you know, just kind of hopeless about that.
How strong is that feeling?
Very strong. It's like a 10.
Okay. And do you have any early memory, Lori, in your life when you have felt similarly? This kind of hopelessness and nothing's going to get better?
Yeah, I don't have anything in particular, but I remember having those kinds of feelings as a teenager.
Okay. Nothing in particular, but you remember those feelings. Thinking back that there just now, about how strong is that feeling?
Maybe a 7.
Okay. Okay, what I would recommend is that you do the relationship issue finder.
Okay.
And let's see what other categories may come up that we're storing this programming that's creating this condition. That could be a really helpful tool for you to be able to explore and possibly find those negative memories that have created this. As Alex mentioned in this recording, in the talk that we played today, which was a recording from before, you know, it does seem to work more quickly when we can identify the memories. However, if you have traumatic memories or PTSD, don't even go there. Just acknowledge whatever you have going on right now, and the codes know where to go. So, would you like to have a trilogy or a custom healing code?
Healing codes to custom code, please.
Okay, very good. Okay, can you say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear issues.
The fear issues.
Okay, very good. One more question. When did this begin? When did you start? When did this condition begin? Do you remember?
Yeah, it kind of started around the time that my dad's passing would be imminent. That was 2011, 2010, somewhere around.
Okay, and were you also, prior to the condition showing up, were you feeling a sense of hopelessness?
I'm not sure. Like 20 years ago, I gave birth to my firstborn, and I had very severe postpartum depression and chronic depression since then. So.
Okay.
If that helps.
Okay. Yeah, well, those are good times. Just even if you don't remember the exact moment or the exact memory, those are things that you definitely want to include in your intention when you're doing the healing code. All right.
Okay.
As I mentioned before, the codes, they're going to know where to go, but when we can acknowledge that this feeling or these limiting beliefs in any other time of our life. It's like bringing them to the fore, you know, like they're raising their hand in the classroom and you're acknowledging them, you know. So, but like I said, don't force them, you know. don't threaten them. You guys stand up or else. No, you just allow that time for them to show up if they need to. Okay. I'm going to get you your code now. So just a moment. Okay. First position. Healing codes 1, left hand, temple, right hand, bridge.
Okay.
Second position, both hands, Adam's apple.
Okay.
Third position, both hands below the belly button. That's healing codes two.
Okay.
Third position, healing codes two, left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge.
Okay.
And then the last is both hands temples.
Okay. So there's five positions?
There's five.
Okay.
You can hold, when you're doing this, you can hold the healing codes two positions just a little bit longer, maybe twice as long. So usually we'll say 30 seconds for each position. If you want to hold it for a bit longer, that's good. We like to encourage the healing codes two positions to be held for just a bit longer.
Okay, and I will probably try to do this in the minute two of the trilogy as well, so just let it go a little longer if necessary.
Yeah, that would be perfect. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, you're very welcome. God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see if our other caller came back. Okay, I think we've got you back. 7562 from Virginia. Okay, I'm going to open
your
line.
Oh, thank you. I don't know what happened. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Is this Cindy?
Yes.
Okay.
So, Joanna, I have the memory engineering program that I purchased, and can I have more than one new memory created for an event, particular event?
Yes, you can. I'm not really geared for answering a lot of questions about the new programming right now, but just a quick answer would be yes, you can. Matter of fact, we encourage you to have more than one.
Oh, great. So I didn't know if we would cancel each other out if I did more than one new happy creation of a memory, but that's good to know. And when I watched all the videos and read the manual, it never said how to do memory engineering for other people. So is that a modality that you can only do for yourself?
Yeah, I think, well, again, I would prefer Alex answer these kind of questions because it is a new program.
Okay.
But at this point, as far as I understand, it's one that you do on your own for you.
Okay, that's
not to say that whatever you're healing within you is not going to positively affect another person. So just like with the healing codes, whenever we do a healing code on ourselves and we can even release that healing to others, whether they know about it or not, it can have a very positive effect on others. So I would imagine this is also going to work with memory engineering. As a matter of fact, I do believe it works because in me using it myself, and the other person not even realizing what I'm doing, the relationship issue that I was addressing, I definitely see a positive response in the other individual. So that's just my take on it. Alex, of course, would be able to answer that more thoroughly, and that's a great question. You can even write that in if you like. Are you a member of the All Access, Total All Access?
No, I bought the programs that I have.
I see. Okay. Well, you can still write it in and, send an email to feedback@thehealingcodes.com, and we'll get an answer. We'll get an answer from Alex addressing that.
Okay. And then if there's time later, after everyone has a chance, I would like a code if time allows.
No, time allows. Right now we don't have any other hands. Let me see, just check. We don't have any other hands held up, so what would you like, a custom code? Is that what you'd like, or a trilogy?
Trilogy, I just learned it. So I feel like I might have anemia. I just had some testing done. The results are not in yet, but it looks like I've got anemia. So can I get a code for that, or is that too premature to do?
Well, you have a fear that you may have anemia. Is that it? You have a concern that you may have anemia?
Yes, I feel like I do, yes.
And how do you feel about that? What is, I mean, besides fear, do you feel any other emotions, negative emotions or feelings?
Yeah, I feel a little bit of annoyance, like that's the last thing I need. I'm too busy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, let me ask you this. On a scale from 1 to 10, how strong is that fear? That, you know, that you have anemia and it's going to, you know, interfere, it's going to annoy. It's annoying you because it's going to interfere with your life. Like, on a scale from 1 to 10, how strong is that?
I think it's about a 7.
Do you have any other memory of a time in your life when you felt the same kind of fear / annoyance about something?
I guess there are several that come to mind. Let's see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's several.
Okay, so those memories that have the same kind of feeling you're experiencing now are connected. So we want to heal those memories. So when you're doing the trilogy, you want to include all of the memories, the current way you're feeling, but also any other memories, known or unknown, that have these same kind of feelings in them, the fear and the annoyance. And know that all of them are going to be being addressed. Now, if you list them and you rate them, that will give you an idea of how things are healing. But that's not necessary for them to heal, but it does give you a little kind of a guide, you know, to see how things are healing within you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Let's get a custom trilogy. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This fear issue.
This fear issue.
Okay, very good. Just a moment. All right, minute number 1, acupoints and meridians. You're going to start with the eyebrows, tap all the way down to the side of the hand.
You mean the karate chop?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, then we're going to go to the collarbones, sore spots.
Okay.
Little finger.
Okay.
Middle finger.
Okay.
Eyebrows.
Okay.
Under the nose.
Okay.
Under the arms.
Okay.
And then the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, second minute, healing code. First position, left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge.
Brainstem.
Okay, the second position is left hand high bridge, right hand brainstem.
Okay.
The third position is both hands, jaws.
Okay.
And the last position is both hands, Adam's apple.
Okay.
Okay, and the third minute, we're going to just swipe up from the base all the way over to the top of the spine. And we're going to do that 3 times. Fairly quickly, not super quickly, but, you know, firmly, but just go straight all the way up without stopping. You're going to do that 3 times.
Okay.
Okay, and then you're going to go to the heart and pause. Imagine this being open and in harmony with all the others.
Okay.
slide down to the base. Pause.
Okay.
Slide up to the throat. Pause.
Okay.
Then slide back down to the base. Pause. And then slide all the way up without stopping, all the way up and over to the top of the spine.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. God bless.
Thank you.
All right, and our next caller is from Florida. Your number is 9037. 9037, your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. It's April again.
Hi, April.
Hey, I was calling to see if you had time for another code, a trilogy.
Okay.
You have time for a fear issue, and I'm pretty sure there's patients mixed up in it, and it doesn't feel as scary right now, but the earlier memories were really, they were off the charts. Panicky,
okay.
And, you know,
Okay, well, you definitely want to heal those early memories because those are what are playing into the current one that's making it, making you feel that fear.
Let's
go ahead and get this. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
This fear issue.
This fear issue.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, minute number one, we're going to start with the eyebrows and go all the way down to the side of the hands. We're going to come back up to the eyebrows, then the side of the eyes, then go down to the collarbones, and the sore spots. Go under the nose, chin, middle of the chest, and then do the 9G.
Okay.
Okay, for the healing code, first position, both hands below the belly button. Second position, leave the left hand below the belly button, but put the right hand on the high bridge. Third position, both hands, jaws. Fourth position. Did you get the third
both
position?
Both hands, jaws.
Both hands, jaws. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fourth position, left hand bridge and right hand Adam's apple.
Okay.
And then there's one more, both hands on the brainstem.
Okay.
Okay, minute number three. You're going to start at the base and go all the way up and over. We're going to do that three times. And then you're going to go to the heart. And you're going to pause there. Imagine that one being opened and in harmony with all the others. Slide down to the solar plexus and hold it there. That's the tummy. Slide down to the base. Hold there. And then you're going to work slowly all the way up the front of the body, pausing at each center. So from the base, you're going to go to just below the belly button and then up to the tummy or the solar plexus, the heart, the throat, the forehead, the crown, and over all the way over to the top of the spine. And that's it.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome, April. God bless.
God too.
All right. Let's see if we have any other hands up. Star 2 is going to raise your hand if you'd like to get a custom trilogy or a custom code. And give everybody just a couple more minutes, another minute or two. All right. Well, it looks like we've helped everyone that came on board today. I want to also encourage you to listen again to this wonderful talk with Alex, the topic of create. Seems a very foundational one that I would like to share with many others. Always share these with others however you like. We love to hear back from you, so do send us any kind of notes or comments at feedback@thehealingcodes.com. And God bless you. We'll meet you again next week. Bye-bye.